I went and saw a jazz show last night.
You did?
Yeah. There's a new place in my neighborhood called So-and-So's. It's like this, like...
That's such a jazz club name.
I know. And it was like, it's like a restaurant, supper club jazz thing.
Fun.
My friend Nick's a jazz singer, and we went and saw him do a little thing.
That's so great.
It was so fun.
You recommend?
So much. Go to So-and-So's if you're in New York City. It's so fun.
It's like not an ad. This is just like a real organic conversation.
Hi, Julia Bezzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
All right, tell them what they need to know.
Okay, two things. We have a Discord.
Yeah.
And we also have a YouTube.
Oh, that's it? You're not gonna give them anymore?
Well, I was gonna go into like they are both channels. They both have channels. That's something they have in common. No, the Discord is very, very fun. We have a bunch of channels about like true crime stuff or TCO related stuff and then not TCO related stuff. So it's like really, really fun, really, really kind. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can like watch us talk about these things.
Look, you can watch our full video episodes. This is something we worked really hard to get done. Now we get it done every week. We have almost 20,000 subscribers. It's amazing. Like,
crazy.
More than 12,000 of you are watching our videos.
Wow.
Like, per video. It's really amazing. And here's my ask. Even if you don't like YouTube, go subscribe to the channel if you have a YouTube. Because the more people who subscribe, the more the algorithm will show it to people who are... YouTube is all about discoverability.
Okay.
So I've been saying, Pod Save America asked me to do it for them. So I did. I don't watch their YouTube stuff.
Okay.
But I subscribe for
How
them.
How is their YouTube stuff?
It's good.
I don't know. You haven't watched it.
Well, they're all very cute. And they're all very, like, politics boys. And I love Pod Save America, but I'm not going to watch their show.
But as a supporter of their show, you're clicking.
And our video episodes are really fun to watch because we're very expressive.
Yeah, we are.
I fall out of my chair a lot. I knock things over.
I'm
bull in a china shop. It's True Crime Obsessed Podcast on the YouTubes.
There it is.
Yeah.
And the Discord link is in these show notes.
Yeah. I will never know how to get there.
Oh, it's fine. We're having fun over there.
I'm not needed. I know.
I like it over there.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, so hi. This is one of our bonus episodes. I believe it's our 7th bonus episode of the year.
It's our most upsetting bonus episode of all time.
So this is a show. Hi, Tom. Tom is our editor.
Hi, Tommy.
Tom knows people who worked on this show.
No way.
So this show is called Undercover Underage. It's season 1, episode 1. It's called Every Aspect Matters. But Tom knows people. And he was asking if we wanted to cover it. But it was like before, a long time ago, because the show's been out for a while.
Oh, wow.
But when we started doing the bonus episodes, I thought that maybe we'd try it out a little bit. So it's tough.
Let me say this right now. I know some of you listen with your kids. This is not one for them.
No, it's a very important show. They're doing important things. I want the awareness out there, but it's tough.
Like, take the things you learned from this episode and go have a conversation with your kids, but this is not for kids. A lot of this was like very hard for me. I'm very glad we're doing it. I'll do anything Tom says.
Yeah.
Sometimes I butt dial him like Jen McCabe at 2 a.m.
Yeah, only Tom answers or goes straight to voicemail.
And he's like, Patrick, from my pocket. Patrick!
That's how a real butt dial works. So weird.
I know.
Just saying.
Chad! Carrie!
Oh, God.
I know.
Karen, shut the fuck up. What a mess.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
That was bad. Sustained. No, I won't. Okay.
You know better than that, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, God.
I know. Shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
Right.
I know.
Kev, shut up. Can you all shut up and go home?
Thanks. Everyone shut up. I know.
So, okay. So, yes, this is called Undercover Underage, episode 1, season 1.
Every day, adults exploit and abuse minors online. My name is Rue, and my nonprofit organization helps law enforcement stop them.
Would this be enough to get a warrant?
All you need is probable cause.
We have all the evidence we need.
I'm a 38-year-old mother of 3. But with the help of my team, I transform into a teenage girl. We become the target to help protect the underage.
Rue, I think you should duck down. He's staring straight at you.
We get an on-screen text that says, in 2021, a production crew was granted access to film SOSA, a nonprofit organization focused on the prevention and awareness of child sex abuse and exploitation online. This is those people who are like 35 years old, but they're posing as teenagers to like reel in these creeps and then hand them over to police. That's what this whole thing is.
This really is about people sexually abusing your kids from 5 states away. This is every parent's worst nightmare about your kids being sexually abused by strangers on the internet.
Yeah. And so Rue Powell is our hero, our host.
Yeah.
She runs the nonprofit. She runs SOSA. It's Safe From Online Sex Abuse.
Ugh.
She and her crew get the evidence by pretending to be these young girls and like work with the work with law enforcement to get these sons of bitches.
Yeah, and the setup here is that they have a house in Connecticut. It says somewhere in Connecticut. And these, like, there's a whole team that works there, but there's primarily these three women who pose as these underage girls. Here's my question. Do they own the house? Or are they renting the house? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about that part.
And my only other question is, are they revealing themselves by making this documentary and therefore making their work less effective?
I don't know about. Because there's one guy that we catch and one guy that we don't in this episode. So I don't
know. It's insane how these predators know exactly what to do and what not to do. It really is sickening, absolutely terrifying. And as a parent who would love to believe that it's not as bad as they say it is,
it's worse.
And that was not an easy pill to swallow.
Yeah. You know, I've said this fact before on the show. It's a shitty fact.
Yeah.
But most of the child sex abuse images on the dark web are pictures that parents have posted thinking that everything's fine.
You saying that all the time.
So that's just like, not to ruin anyone's day, but like, think about what you post online. Think about what you post about your kids, especially. You know how I feel about people posting their kids online. I've been very honest about it.
Yeah.
The whole family vlogger thing. Using kids as content. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Even if you have the best intentions, which I don't know, it's still, you want attention on a child. It's very weird to me. So anyway, Rue is a 38-year-old mother of three, but she, quote, transforms into a teenage girl. And she actually like talks to these creeps.
Yeah.
So, but the point is that to make sure it doesn't happen to a real child.
And the phone call she has with them is just like, it's a multi-pronged approach. She's communicating with them via text. We're going to learn these women in their personas are on every platform, like TikTok, Instagram, Reddit, Facebook. They're everywhere. They will do actual video calls with these people. They will do texting with them. They are very committed to the bit, as they say.
Yeah. So we're in this, like, we start in this war room, this war house, basically. And it's Rue and her team. And they're set up in that house in Connecticut. Lots of computers, several people hard at work. And Rue's like, everyone ready? All right, let's man our battle stations. And I'm like, let's fucking go.
Now, does Rue have another job on top of this, or this is her job?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's ask her. Let's get an interview and ask her.
Yeah.
But the team members, so we have like photo experts in retouching photos to make these women look like 13-year-olds down to the detail. Like, oh, that eyebrow looks too manicured for a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Social media experts, online researchers. So Shelby runs, she's the social media lead.
Yeah.
She's talking about a persona named Flory. Now, remember, like, I know it might be hard, especially if you haven't seen this episode. All of the, quote, young girls we're talking about are fake. They're personas.
Yes.
They're played by 35, 38-year-old women.
Yes.
But
yes,
they're personas, right? So Flory is an account they have on Instagram that is already, quote, quite popular. And so Shelby is working on making this account seem as real as possible.
And they're so good at it. You know,
really
the
good.
Thing,
it's like, a lot
they,
of work.
Well, they use all the hashtags, but they also,
like most teen girls, these personas have the same username across the board. If I say that I'm a Capricorn on Reddit, I've got to make sure I'm always saying I'm a Capricorn in all of my other platforms. When I mentioned, you know, I'm 15, is that okay? They replied, yeah, why not?
You can't do this as you go.
Right.
You can't like make it up as you go along. Like these personas have to be fully formed people.
Yes.
Like girls. Like how your accounts would be in real life.
Right, exactly.
If my birthday is December 21st on one thing, it's going to be that everywhere because I'm
everywhere.
A real person.
Right, yeah. And the thing that we really learn is that these predators know to check. Like they know they must be. If they're getting any whiff that you're not who you say you are, they're going to stalk you on all of your platforms to see if there's any inconsistencies. Travel down the road back again. Girl, our place is back. This is that beautiful nonstick cookware that is actually super safe to use.
Yeah, so their whole thing is like making better kitchen products that are better for you.
Yes, correct.
So everybody wins.
So listen, their four-piece cookware set is the best way to overhaul your kitchen with multifunctional, high-performance, space-saving pots and pans. We did it. It actually comes with like a space organizer that you can put all your stuff in.
The lid organizer.
I know, and like the pans and the pot. It's such a cool feature. I've never seen it before. It looks cool, and we love it.
Yeah, and I really want to stress, like, most nonstick cookware still, like, to this day, contains harmful chemicals like Teflon. Like, they call them forever chemicals.
Yes, I know.
So this is, like, beautiful kitchenware. It's toxin-free. It's high performance. It's, just a safer, simpler, like, prettier way to cook.
Totally. And look, the cookware set will upgrade your kitchen in one fell swoop. We literally got rid of all the other stuff when we got this cookware set. It includes two multifunctional always pans and two perfect pots in mini and full sizes that replace bulky, expensive stack cookware. Get rid of it.
Yeah, it's just four pieces. You can sear, you can saute,
yes.
You can fry, you can bake, you can boil, roast, steam, you can do it all.
We live in New York City. We never had enough room for all of our pots and pans, and now we just have that. And that's all we need.
It's $150 for a cookware set.
I know.
Never in my life have I heard of that you can do all those things. I'm sauteing and roasting.
And then you put it away in your beautiful little organizer. It's the most amazing thing.
Unbelievable.
So fam, stop cooking with toxic cookware and upgrade to Our Place today.
Visit fromourplace.com/TCO and use code TCO for 10% off site-wide.
With a 100-day risk-free trial, free shipping and returns, you can experience this game-changing cookware with zero risk.
If I wasn't cooking with it like today, I'd be like, you're lying to me. Stop lying to me. I wish you would stop lying to me, but no.
But no.
Slides off the beautiful pot
and then you put it away.
Unbelievable. So Flory, this persona, has already been contacted by a creep. Now, legally, we can't dox these creeps.
Yeah.
So they give them pseudonyms. So this creep will be known as Kevin or creep number one.
Yeah.
This creep DMs Flory, and we'll get into their rules about like the rules of this organization and how they handle all this. But
yeah.
This is where we are now. So this creep DMs Flory, you're so beautiful. How are you liking town? He sends a photo of himself. This photo is now on the projection.
Yes.
The projector in the war room.
Yeah.
Even though when it like goes up and it's all blurred, you can tell he's wearing a blue Speedo, even though it's blurred. But one of the team members does that.
Yeah.
The picture comes up and you hear someone go, ugh.
I know.
Like,
there's one person in the world who looks good in a Speedo. His name is Tom Daley. Everybody else, you need to throw them away.
Great.
Nobody ever wear one ever.
Or if it's not a Speedo, it's like the, what do they call them? Like
I don't
know. Brief, the bikini briefs for men.
Even
what do
worse,
you call those?
Yeah, like.
Tidy whities but blue.
Yes. Like a trunk is as skimpy as I'm giving you, everybody.
Yeah.
You need to wear a trunk or longer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just. Like,
you?
No, well, I'm basically wearing a one piece.
No, but I'm surprised you don't want to see as many people in tidy whities as you can get your eyes on.
No, I love a sexy man, but like, you know what it is? It's very hard to even think about sex in any positive way while being in the brain space of this episode.
It's true, it's hard.
And it's just so disturbing that they're sending it to these girls that they think are 15 years old.
Yeah, and it just reminds me of like, to just have the confidence, the shred of a fraction of the confidence of a mediocre fucking sex offender.
Oh, 100%.
To send a photo like that?
And these
never.
People are so sick. Part of what gets them off is just the sending of the photo.
Of course.
You know?
Yes.
It's so gross.
So Rue is here to say, like,
most perpetrators go unpunished. And so they're not fearful of the law because they don't think anyone's, one, reporting it, and two, able to find them.
People get away with this shit all the time.
Yes.
So that's why she and her team focus down to every minute detail, because like they want to put a stop to that. If they're talking to Rue, as creepy as it is for Rue and as hard as it is for her, that's one less real child they're not talking to.
Well, because she's saying people aren't reporting it because they don't want to report it, but because nobody takes it seriously, as we learn time and time and time again.
Or like the kids are going to think maybe I'm going to get in trouble if I tell my mom. It's just like a whole.
But then also like these predators, most of them are really good at hiding their locations. It is hard to find. But then there are the idiots who just give you their full name.
Hey, we're going to talk to both here. So Shelby, our social media lead, is, you know, talks about the DMs between this creep and this Flory persona. So like he starts off really nice, sends the photo, then very quickly asks Flory if she wants to meet in person. Now Flory immediately is like, I'm too young to drink, but like I can go grab a bite.
Now remember, in real life, she's a 38-year-old woman.
Exactly. She's
but
not
her
real.
Persona is Flory.
So then the creep goes, all right, then eating it is. Then he asks her, how old are you? She says 15, HBY. How about you?
Yeah.
They have to know the slang,
things like that. Yeah,
you have to look, because how many times have we said, you see a text, that person didn't write that text.
Oh, totally.
Like, they need to do that.
You know what I think about all the time? The one time I said Riz and you stopped dead. And
I was
you're
like, who taught you that? Aaron? Somebody taught you that.
Probably Megan. I don't think Aaron knows Riz. I think it came from
Megan. No, it was Aaron.
Was it Aaron who taught me Riz?
You said it was Aaron.
Probably,
either you SM'd me or, but I was like, where'd you hear that?
Oh, God.
Who taught you that?
I got some Riz.
You got Riz.
This episode drained all my Riz.
I know.
I feel so uncomfortable is not the right word, because I'm happy to be talking about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, for lack of a better way of saying it, just totally fucking skeeved out.
As you should be.
It's absolutely disgusting.
If you were like, I feel great after this, there's a problem.
Can you imagine?
So Flory, again, like the persona, says 15, how about you? Now the creep goes, shoot, I was hoping you were 16 minimum.
Yeah.
Now the persona, Flory, pushes and asks why, and the creep deflects and he's like, let's just get a date. He's asking because 16 is the age of consent in Connecticut, which is insane.
Which is way too young. Yeah, yeah.
So this creep is making it very clear what he wants. He's local.
I think also he wants to get eyes on her as soon as possible for a number of reasons, but one of them is also to make sure that she's real.
Yes.
That he's not A, being catfished, or B, that she's not law enforcement. Like, I think a lot of these creeps go through a lot of people because they get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people out there fooling these guys.
And so Rue kind of explains how they do it.
Yes.
So she says,
every adult that contacts one of our personas is explicitly told from the outset that they're speaking to a 15-year-old girl. And it takes our entire team to sustain that belief.
Okay, I'm changing the floor.
Explicitly told multiple times how old the persona is.
That they're specifically underage.
So, like, the first thing Flory says back is, I'm too young to drink. That's number one.
Yes.
So, like, they make it clear in their 15-year-old conversation or when they're asked outright, which all of these creeps do, they tell them.
Yes.
They're not lying. They are telling, or, I mean, they're lying, but you know what I mean.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Like, we see screenshots of people saying, like, I don't mind, honey. Age is just a number. Young girls make me happy. The younger, the better. I'm 27. I'm just an older guy that's into younger girls, he says. Like, making them put it in writing.
Right, yes.
Is
yes,
the other part of
yes,
it.
Yes,
so
yes.
All of these screenshots, when they hand it to law enforcement, is like, here they are, saying
And,
it.
Like, these personas that they have made are very, like, they have everything. They know them from start to finish. It's like an acting exercise.
Right, and they all have bedrooms. Like,
yes.
So each persona is the decoy, right? And they have, like, three bedrooms in the house, and each belongs to one of these decoys.
Yeah.
So the decoys are Nola, Alex, and Flory Beth, who's Flory.
Yes.
So the point
Wigs for days.
Like, the point is to make this as real as possible. So, like, they're building their teenage lives. Like, hair, makeup, fake braces.
Oh, my God, the fake braces are crazy. Where they go to school, all their friends.
They have to sound like a teenager with their voice. They have to type like one.
We have spent time building what a teenager's life might be. So they have family and friends and hobbies. All right, let's go be 15. We have to create her community as well. So we're creating a background, a history, where she goes to school. Does she take piano lessons?
Authenticity is in details. This girl's not just a TikTok queen.
This is crazy embarrassing.
So who are they in their downtime when no one else is watching them?
A real 15-year-old with, like, a real life.
Yes.
And how do you do that when you're a 38-year-old mother of three? It's fascinating.
And it takes a whole team. Like, that's all these people who are, like, working in this house are all contributing to this persona.
And Avalon is the story developer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She says authenticity is in the details. So, like, these 35-year-old women are making TikTok videos as 15-year-olds, like, doing the dances, doing the trends. And Rue's like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
But, like, the rooms are really dark. Like, whenever they get on
They're
the calls
dark.
With the creeps, it's very dark in there.
Because you're, like, hiding from your parents.
Yeah.
Like, it just leans into this fucking creepy shit.
Yeah.
So Flory.
No one also looks their age anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, nobody looks their age.
And the creeps get around the Photoshop. We'll get into it.
Yes.
So Flory Beth, she's 15 years old. This is a persona. Again, she's not real.
Yeah.
She's half Filipina, half white. Her mom is a nurse. She recently moved from Brooklyn to Connecticut. She's emotionally fragile. You know, she never really knew her dad. Just things that these guys love.
I mean, the fact that they know to put that detail in there, like, for these fucking daddy. Like,
right.
Ugh.
Right. We also meet Matt, who's the visuals lead. He's
yes.
the photographer, the photoshopper. And again, not photoshopping them to make them look good, to make them look 15.
Yeah, I love that Matt's like, in real life, I do fashion, beauty, lifestyle, tech, food. I'm like, Matt, we get it. You're not a regular photographer. You're a cool photographer.
But he's using it.
I know.
For this.
For the forces of good.
Crazy work. And he's like, it has to look believable.
Yes.
It just has to.
Yeah.
So the creep, this Kevin creep guy wants to video chat, which is a critical part of all of this because these creeps are always nervous they're talking to a decoy.
Yes.
So Kevin asks for video and it's like, go.
Oh, it's wild.
Shelby, I need my phone, so you need to post that now? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, run downstairs, get the photo of me and my mom.
Got it.
Perpetrators are always concerned they might be talking to law enforcement. Appearing on a video chat as a 15-year-old persona builds an essential level of trust and allows me the opportunity to gain information to discover their identity.
Because even being like, oh, I can't right now, that would, like, raise a red flag for
right.
Kevin.
But, like, Flory, Rue, like, our main person who plays Flory, She's got to get into character. She's got to get into wigs.
Got to put those braces on.
The braces. She's putting on like one of those Britney Spears "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time" like Catholic school girl skirts.
And like, she's like yelling. She's like, because it's like all systems go. She's like, can you bring me that picture of me and my mom?
Right.
To make it look like there's like she's like comparatively.
Because there's a clock. She's got to respond in a minute or less to not make this guy get suspicious.
Think that she's doing exactly what she's
doing. Exactly. And it's also like as like efficient as these men are at detecting the decoys.
Please.
Like nobody would ever think that anybody would go to this extent to trap them.
Right.
You know?
I fucking love
but
it.
But that's my only concern about this is that like, well, wait, oh, they're kind of giving up the secret.
And I don't know like when, how far after the conversation's happening that these episodes are out.
The
production of a show like this is actually pretty fascinating on top of the already fascinating things. It's like, how do you, like you're blurring them, you're protecting them.
And why, you know, like.
I thought that too. Like,
yeah.
So, but the video chat builds trust.
Right.
And this helps the team find out more about the creep so we can say with me, everyone, get the son of a bitch.
And that's the point of all of this. They do all of this to gain the trust, doing the video calls, doing the live that we'll learn about in a minute. They are in every conversation trying to get any detail, anything, a region of the country, a previous job, how many kids
a
they have.
A local restaurant, just like anywhere, anything they can,
and
where
they
can
pinpoint. Fucking creeps are so, there's probably endless pages on Reddit or whatever, the dark web, teaching them what to say and what not to say. They're so well-versed. It's like these two experts going at each other.
But you also, the creeps are only, they know they're doing something wrong.
Yes.
If you have to jump through all these hoops and see, make sure she's not a decoy, then like, you know what you're doing
and
is wrong.
This isn't robbing a bank, which is just wrong. This is immoral. This is very sick behavior.
Yeah.
Like it is so beyond like these. And we've talked about this all the time. These are really sick fucking people.
Sick.
You know.
Sick. And Rue, like, essentially, I mean, she basically says she hates the video chats.
Yes.
Like, because the creep is disgusting. The stakes are really high. Like the stakes are. It's the highest. The stakes are, but it's also the grossest thing for her to do.
Yeah.
To not let it show on her face,
right,
or in her voice, or show any uncomfortability at all. Anything more than what a 15-year-old would be uncomfortable with, which is what they fucking like too, these creeps.
Right, they love the vulnerability.
So she
has
to sort of toe the line of being like, I'm allowed to be a little bit nervous, which she is in real life, Rue, the 38-year-old, but also like transferring it and expressing it in a way that's like believable for a 15-year-old.
Right, because what they risk.
If a perpetrator realizes I'm an adult, they might expose my account or disappear. If we lose them, we fear they'll move on to abuse an actual minor.
If one of these men figures out that they're a decoy, they can blow them up online, and then all of that work is for nothing.
Because they're talking to a lot of people, and they've built these profiles. It's really hard to do that.
Yes. Travel down the road, back again. Girl, the cornbread THC seltzers are back. I gotta tell you, everybody is drinking less now. Everybody is switching to something else. And so many of our friends that come over for our happy hours, we are going through these THC seltzers like you can't even imagine.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
Yes.
It feels really good. Like it's perfect for the spring and summer months when you just want something refreshing.
It's also so much lower calories. So get this. It's 30 calories and 5 grams of sugar made with pure THC and all natural ingredients, no synthetics.
Yeah, I love it because I don't have a hangover.
I know.
I just feel like it's a good buzz. It's like a healthy buzz. It feels nice. And each can has 5 milligrams of THC, which is like the perfect amount.
Yes.
So you're not feeling what they call like couch locked, where you don't feel paranoid. You just feel good.
I cannot tell you how much my gays are loving it.
I know. It's so good. They have the blueberry breeze flavor, the peach iced tea, raspberry limeade, salted watermelon. I love all of them.
And listen, if you're looking for an alcohol alternative, this is it, fam. I am telling you.
I love it. I'm switching over.
Yeah. So right now, TCO listeners can save 30% off their first order and enjoy free shipping on orders of over $75.
Head to cornbreadhemp.com/TCO and use code TCO at checkout.
That's cornbreadhemp.com/TCO, code TCO.
Cornbread hemp. This is the good life.
It really
is. Let me tell ya.
Salted watermelon.
It is. It's really good.
I know. It's so good.
I want one now.
I know. Me too.
So 2 minutes before this video chat, the creep wants a live video, which is hard because you can't edit that.
Like when you take a picture in live and it's like, it captures like the 3 seconds.
And like,
before,
if you hold it, it'll move. You can't edit those.
Right.
So they're like, okay, so they have to make it look good just as
it's very
is.
Dark. The hair is
right.
In their
it's
face.
Like the hat, the yeah. pose, or whatever. But yeah. it's like, how would a 15-year-old kind of get totally. It, or like move in a certain way or
yeah.
whatever?
Yeah.
So they send the live, and the thing that's so barfy is that they just keep saying like, we need to make the creep feel safe.
Can I say?
And I'm like, we need to make the creep fucking.
I know.
Be dead somehow.
Kevin, in my note here, it says Kevin asks for a live video. I said, Jesus, the fact that these guys know what to ask for. Maybe ask for. Help.
Help.
You know what I mean?
Help.
Maybe go and talk to somebody about the fact that your obsession with 15-year-old girls.
I know. But
Bro.
Also, we've asked this many times.
Yeah.
Then what?
I know.
Imagine, where do you walk into? I'm not defending them or like protecting them in
yeah,
any way.
No.
I'm just asking like, where is the place where someone can go in and be like, I need help. I don't want to be this way.
Right.
I know this is wrong. I know this is disgusting. I want to kill myself. I hate myself.
Yes.
What do I do?
What do I do?
Like, where is the place for that?
And that conversation is had. People,
oh, there are like six SVU episodes about it.
And there's just no answer. It's like,
right.
you have to, like, there are communities of pedophiles. I mean, according to the internet.
Fucking NAMBLA.
Yeah. But I mean, there are communities of pedophiles that try to live away from society to keep themselves away from doing harm.
And like a support group.
Yes. And sometimes Ugh. It works and sometimes it doesn't, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's fucking horrible.
It's disgusting. And Matt, the photographer and the Photoshopper, he leaves the room before... Rue is about to do this actual video, and she goes, and he goes, good luck, be 15. I'm like, Matthew.
I know.
So the creep is late for this video chat, and Rue hates this.
Yeah.
Because she's like, did he catch me? Like, does he know
right.
I'm not 15? Like, why is he not here?
Yeah.
Is he telling Reddit about us? Is he telling the dark web about us? Like, oh my God, it's
yeah.
anxious. Like, it's making her really anxious.
Yes.
So Flory is texting him, Rue, like, as a 15-year-old, she's like, where are you? And when he responds, he goes, how old are you really?
Right.
And she's like, fuck.
Yeah.
And she responds like, I'm 15. Why? And he kind of turns it around and says the barfiest thing. Well, you're way too sexy for 15. And I am like, I need a shower. I'm going to throw up. Meanwhile, Rue's like,
oh, thank God.
He buys it.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
And
I'm
like, this is... It's just such it's an incredible thing to do, but it must be so trying. It must be so... hard
and,
for her to do.
Yeah, like how do you, you know, Audrey McDonald talks about leaving Rose at the theater, you know what I mean? How does like Rue leave Flory at the house?
Right.
You
and,
know?
Is yeah,
that the gayest analogy I ever made?
No, it's true though. But also, Audra like left the Tony stage in character.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's like, what do you, how does Flory, we're going to learn that she's got three amazing kids at home that she
yeah.
likes. How do you go home and... you know, wash this. I mean, it's so
right.
awful.
And not be like obsessively paranoid and let your kids still be kids.
Exactly.
Knowing what's behind this horrible curtain.
Yeah.
Like, how do you just live?
Yep.
Too, right?
Well, now we meet Detective Mark Suda. He's a Norwalk Police Department police officer. He's a SOSA consultant. And he tells us,
I've been involved in all kinds of local, state, and federal task forces. I'm an investigator in a special services unit. And my unit investigates narcotics, gangs, and vice. So we deal with a lot of human trafficking, prostitution cases.
The way these guys go after some of these kids and the predator end of it, it's unfortunate for a lot of families, but that's our job and that's what we're here for, to take these guys off the street.
He deals with sex trafficking, sex work. Like, that's why he's here.
Right. And now, also, this video call doesn't happen.
Right.
But the creep sends Flory a dick pic. And
yes.
they're thrilled because he just committed a crime.
Right.
Because he sent a sexually explicit photo to someone he thinks is a minor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, but isn't there a loophole where, like, could he get out of it?
Because she's not actually a minor?
And I was like, well, I guess it's about the intent.
Yeah.
And regardless, it means he's probably done this before.
Absolutely.
Which is the point. Like,
yes.
So Rue is only doing this to set up the case for the cops. Like, Rue can't go in and get the son of a bitch. But she needs to do everything she can to be like, see, he's probably doing this.
The idea that these old men actually believe that these young girls want these pictures.
Know.
It's disgusting.
I know. So Detective Mark is like, this guy's a seasoned predator. So
yeah.
the point is like, if they can get the guys to do this to Rue, that is enough to get the search warrant. And then I'm sure he's doing it to multiple
yes,
other girls.
Yes,
like, that's
exactly,
the thing, right?
Exactly.
So they need to ID this guy so they can make moves. Like, nothing can happen if they don't know who he is.
They don't know who he is. They don't know where he is.
But he's acting like he's local.
Right, to where they are.
And once they ID him, they can get a search warrant and search the house and get the computer. So,
yes.
like, the whole, every single word out of Rue's mouth is hopefully getting him one step closer to give something valuable
yeah.
to ID him.
The next day, Shelby, the one who runs social media, she comes in.
I came in today and I had 50 chat requests. It can be tricky when someone's asking you rapid fire questions, trying to figure out if you're real or not. And they want to know, like, how much do you weigh? How tall are you? Where do you actually live? What's your sign? When were you born? What's your birthday?
Over 50 chat requests.
That's insane.
Her 15-year-old persona has over 50 chat requests from older, disgusting men.
Disgusting. And like, that's, and this is where she's saying,
that's the note where I had. That right there is enough to make me go back to bed forever.
I know. Good night.
50. 50.
I know. It's disgusting. And that's why they're like, well, we don't need to reach out to these people.
Right.
One, it's like not good for the case, but like, it's not like they're sitting around.
No,
like they are busy.
More predators than they even know what to do with.
And she's saying like, she says all of the, Shelby, so the social media expert is like, all of these guys are instantly trying to see if you're actually 14 or
yes,
not.
Yeah.
Like they start the conversation asking like your height, your weight, where do you live? Where are you from? What's your sign? What's your birthday? Like they're kind of grilling you right away.
Oh my God.
So like, that's why you have to have a fully formed persona going in. You can't just like make it up on the fly because they can they know how to catch you.
And it's just like, I know this goes without saying, but it just shows you that they know how wrong this is.
That's what I mean.
It just shows you that they know how fucked up this
is. Yeah, they know they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So suddenly, remember the creep, like they were going to do a video chat and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, Kevin.
And so now he wants to do a video call and it's like, go.
Once again,
we're running.
Because we're in the middle of an interview with Shelby and all of a sudden he wants to video chat.
And then the camera's down and it's like, we're like, but it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And Rue is, quote, dressed as herself.
Uh-huh.
So she's like not in teen clothes, not the teen
wig.
This
is a Broadway quick change if ever you've seen one.
Like,
yeah.
So we're trying to set up everything for the call and she's like, what if he wants a tour of my bedroom? Like, they're not equipped for that in this moment. Like, he might ask for that. He might ask, like, show me something, like, to prove that you're actually 14.
And once again, the only reason they're doing this much, they're putting this much effort in.
Our job is to take the little information an ACM gives us and turn it into an identity.
To get information out of him so they can find out who he is.
Right, because if he's doing a video call with her right now, he's not doing it with an actual 14-year-old.
Exactly.
And that's a win in and of itself,
totally.
As creepy as that is.
Yeah.
So she gets an outfit together, she throws in a baseball cap,
she
turns the lights off, throws in the braces,
the
we are
lights
off
are
and running.
Off.
Off.
With
like fluorescent, you know, like string lights or whatever, the baseball cap, and it's 4 a.m. so she can kind of like huddle and have to be quiet.
Yeah.
So the timeline, and these creeps work so fast. 3 days ago, the creep reaches out to, quote, Flory, the persona. Flory says she's 15 years old. He's bummed she's not 16, but whatever. He immediately sends her dick pics and underwear pics, and now they're FaceTiming.
Yeah.
This happened almost overnight.
Yep.
So they call these creeps ACMs, adult contacting a minor. So that when you hear that, that's what that means.
Yeah.
And these creeps, not only do they want to prove that you're actually a teenager, but they don't want to say too much about themselves. So they can ask you a bunch of questions.
Right.
And then if you don't answer, they're suspicious, but they don't want to answer too many questions either.
Right. And they know what not to ask. They know what to ask you. You know,
it's not a coincidence I'm wearing my Hex the Patriarchy shirt today.
Yeah, they're all very, very well versed in this. And like the forums online that must exist to tell them a play-by-play of what to do and what not to do.
Right. So here's like in these conversations, because this is the first like real face-to-face they've had.
And we hear it and his voice is distorted and it just adds another level of fucking creep to this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like someone called, like the call's coming from inside the house.
100%.
So he says he went to the Citadel, which is the military college of South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he ended up being a lieutenant in the Army. And again, with these guys, like, is it real? Is it not? Is he trying to impress her? We don't know.
But
we're like jotting all this down, right? He commanded an armored platoon in the invasion of Iraq. Then he gets into the car business. He did that for 15 years. He was in the car business longer than Flory has been alive, and he thinks that's hot, but that's it.
She does get him talking about his kids.
Ah, he has kids!
I know.
Do you have any sons?
I do.
Do you have any daughters?
I do. I have 20 daughters.
So you have 4 kids?
Yes, I do.
And how many wives have you had?
You mean number 3.
How many wives have you had? And he says to the 15-year-old, you would be number 3.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
So they talk about meeting up. The call ends. This motion is stunning. Rue rips off the Flory persona so fast. They're barely hung up and she's like, she wants to rip it off of her skin. And I don't blame her. But like, she has her head in her hands and like, she feels like she nailed it, but she's like, she's sweating.
Yeah.
It's so intense because any minute he's going to be like, you're faking it.
Right.
And so I'm like, girl, get in the shower, get comfy clothes
on. Do whatever you need to do.
Eat pizza, get that, whatever you want to do.
Travel.
Girl, ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic is backed. We are obsessed.
Yeah, so here's the thing I always like to say. We are, like, not canceling the next day anymore because we've been drinking.
Oh, my God.
Everyone has stuff to do.
Yes.
So, like, Mike and I always have this when we have, like, a date night where we're going to a restaurant.
Yes.
I'll walk out and in the kitchen, there'll just be two of them on the counter.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just in case we have, like, too many glasses of wine or one too many Cosmos. Yep. Like, our next days are valuable.
Totally. And, like, this is great whether you're having, like, one drink tonight or two with your friends or a little bit more than that. You know what I mean? Like, it's good in any situation.
So ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic.
Yes.
It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle through rough mornings after drinking.
Yeah, because here's what happens. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. So it's this buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough days after drinking.
Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. So just remember to take pre-alcohol, your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow.
I mean, that's like better advice I've never heard. So fam, summertime is here, which means more opportunities to celebrate with warmer weather.
Before that Chardonnay on the porch, glass of rosé, watching the sunset at the beach, or a seltzer by the campfire, don't forget your ZBiotics pre-alcohol.
Drink one before drinking and wake up feeling great and ready to take on the next day and all that summer has to offer.
Go to ZBiotics.com/TCO to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use TCO at checkout.
ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/TCO and use the code TCO at checkout for 15% off.
Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and for the good times.
There you go.
Girl, Rocket Money is back. Fam, as you know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, so my favorite thing about Rocket Money, as I say all the time, it's the dashboard.
Yes.
So it shows you all of your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see, like, wait, what is that? Is it worth it for me? Do I like it? Or if you're just like, I don't even know I have that, I don't want it, Rocket Money will help you cancel it.
They will go through all of your subscriptions once you link your account. They will tell you what you have. They will help you cancel it. I also made a charitable donation the other week, and they emailed me to ask me if that was real.
Right.
Like, Rocket Money's got your back.
Yeah, and I love that you can see, like, your whole financial picture, including bill due dates, including paydays. It's so easy to digest. It's like, it's not scary. It doesn't feel overwhelming. You can see it all in one place and be like, oh, that's where I need to cut back. That's where I'm good.
And if you don't like talking to people, Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower the bills for you. So the app automatically scans your bills to find opportunities to save and then goes to work to get you a better deal. They'll even deal with customer service so you don't have
to. Can you imagine?
I went through this with one of the gyms I was trying to cancel. This really happened.
They're the worst at it, the gyms.
I know. But then the gym called me because Rocket Money made them do it. They didn't want to. They called me to make sure I wanted to cancel.
Oh, too bad. That's when you ignore.
Yeah. But I took the call and I was like, thank you, Rocket Money. It was perfect.
Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million
in
canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
I've saved so much money.
It's free money as far as I'm concerned.
Truly. So fam, cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money.
Go to rocketmoney.com/obsessed today.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed, which we are.
Which we are.
So the team is, like, trying to ID this creep. But, of course, like, things aren't fully adding up.
Right.
Can you believe, like, some of it might be true, but most of it probably isn't. We don't know.
And somebody's going to tell us at some point that these guys are really good at giving information that can't either be fact-checked or can't be connected to each other.
Right. And, like, they're trying to, like, all these little facts that he peppers in, like, how long he's owned his house. Like, maybe that's a real thing. That's a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah.
So, like, he's owned 19 car dealerships. He's talking about how many trees he's planted.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
And it is just kind of like, but you guys, like, if you've created all these personas, don't you think maybe they have two?
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know, but they have, like...
But that's what the creeps are thinking. Like, well, maybe they're law enforcement,
right,
but probably not,
but I'm
right?
gonna guess the creeps don't have a whiteboard.
I know.
In a warhouse, war room, and Google Docs, and all these experts.
Yeah.
So in the middle, this is so gross. In the middle of this, like, this is how hard the work is, like, emotionally and physically for Rue. Because in the middle of them trying to piece together, like, why is he talking about planting trees? 19 car dealerships? Like, what?
Right.
He asks for feet pictures.
Oh!
One of the most challenging parts of what we do is submitting to a perpetrator's demands. But in order to get Kevin on another call, we decide to comply.
Does it need any retouching?
I don't know. Does it?
Not really. Those look like 15-year-old feet.
honestly, I was thinking, what if he asks for something else?
Right.
And we don't get into that, at least not in this episode.
Oh my God, that's, yeah.
But my first thought was like, is he starting? What if, like, how do you get around that?
I mean, maybe you just say like, not yet. I'm not ready for that yet or whatever.
But he'll see like, because you're like, maybe.
That's a good question if we do get an interview with them.
Or is the goal to get an ID on them before that even happens?
Yeah.
Is that why these things are moving so fast?
Right, because he's got to be weighing when he can ask for that without scaring her off.
Right, that's true. Scaring off the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
But still, like, I wonder, for the sake of getting their information, like, what happens?
Even the feet picture is very intimate. It's a very intimate, disgusting.
But for her, she's like, thank God that's all he wants.
I know.
Like, that's the easiest part of her job. She's not doing a video chat. She's not doing, like, I can see if she's like, oh, that's nothing.
Even the Photoshop guys, like, they don't need it. They're great.
Yeah, they look like 15-year-old feet. Your feet are great. Bye. So they're video calling again.
Yeah.
And so, like, Rue Flory, this persona, is asking him more questions. And she's trying to get him to say if he's local or not.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, how do you like Stanford? Whatever. And she's like, oh, do you live downtown? Like, could you walk to Main Street?
And I think that he's starting to get a sense of that she's asking a lot of questions.
Right. And so, like, we've kind of hit a wall with this creep.
Yeah.
And now a new creep has entered the chat.
Mitch.
Creep number two.
Ugh.
He's claiming to be 50, and all the women are like, he looks at least 60. Like, what the fuck?
Ugh.
And guess what, everyone?
What's interesting is that his display name seems to be a first name and a last name. So I am going to look it up and see if I can actually find him. It is not a fake name. I have an address and a landline.
This idiot uses his full real name on his account.
First name and last name. They're like, there's no way this can be real. Let us give it a quick Google. Nope, it's him.
They have his full name, his full address, and his landline.
Like, what an idiot.
Stay stupid, everyone.
Stay
Keep
stupid.
It coming.
Stay stupid.
So this guy's, like, texting her. And, like, they use this as an example of what Rue calls the white knight tactic.
Yes.
Because he, like, with, like, all the audacity in the world is like, be careful of talking to people online, little one. Like,
yes.
I'm the safe one.
I'm totally safe.
But, like, there are a lot of creeps out there. I'm like, you are the creep.
Yeah, I will take your feet pics right now,
it's
but
like
I'm the safe one.
The bizarro version of the craft, we are the weirdos, mister. Like, you are the creep.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, and it's so obvious, you know?
Right, like, don't just, I'm a nice guy,
right.
But.
And they're just saying, like, that's how they get the that's how these creeps get the teenagers to trust them.
Right. So I'm not going to say this text exchange about how he's being sexually explicit with a teenager, I mean, immediately.
It is, he's talking about them having sex
and her having sex for the first time.
It is absolutely vile. I couldn't even write
it's
it down.
Disgusting.
I couldn't take notes on it.
So in my notes, I just have Jesus Christ.
I know. Yeah.
So creep number two, Mitch, sends naked photos to Flory, who he knows is 15.
Yes.
And I'm like, can we get him now? We know where he lives.
Truly.
Can we get him now?
100%.
Actually, yes. We have everything we need to get this creep.
And we'll get him in a minute, but now we're back with Rue.
Now we're with creep number one, quote, Kevin.
Yeah.
Which, not his real name, Kevin. Sends a really disturbing request to Flory that she doesn't really know how to handle just yet. Because he wants to meet her at a motel 15 minutes away.
Right.
And he's telling her what to wear. Like, I'll be there with my bag of tricks, which is all, like, sex stuff.
I mean, like, really over-the-top sex toys is what he's talking about.
And what he wants her to use on him.
Oh, my God.
So
they say again, by the way, we've made it abundantly clear that she is 15.
This is the guy who was disappointed she wasn't 16 because
exactly.
That's the age of consent in Connecticut. Connecticut, get your act together.
And then, like, Rue is going to go and meet this guy.
We can't hand over evidence to law enforcement until we have a positive ID, a name, and an address.
We do this with one goal in mind, and in this case, with Kevin. The goal is not to make an arrest tonight. The goal is to get an ID on him.
Now, before we see the cop that's, like, their consultant get in the cop with her, I was like, where are you going?
Right.
Like, you can't, like, you are not allowed, you can't go do this, but the cop is going to take her to go meet this guy at the hotel.
Well, because the goal for tonight is not an arrest. It's to, like, get his license plate number and run it.
Yes.
So it kind of doesn't matter if their cover is blown necessarily, if they can get a plate.
Yes.
If they can get an ID, who gives a shit?
I just, like, I'm seeing the horror movie version where she's somehow trapped alone in a room with him.
I know.
You know what
Which
I mean?
Which would never happen. She would just be like, oh, my mom called me. Like, you know?
Right, yeah.
So Mark, the cop, the consultant, is going to be there posing as, like, an Uber driver or rideshare driver. So Rue actually has to go and meet this guy. And she's like, well, the good news is that I don't have to act nervous because I'm already nervous.
Yeah.
So acting like a nervous 15-year-old won't be that much of a stretch.
And like, is the plan that she's actually going to go into the hotel room with him and like be alone with him?
They want to find his car. They want to get his plates. That's the
But what if
thing.
He's already in the hotel room? I mean, they know the make and model of his car. At least they that what he's told them it is, I guess.
Yeah. That's
and they have to hope there's not a bunch of them in the parking lot.
That's what they're there for.
Okay.
So it's Saturday at 6:30, 1 week after first contact. This happens so fast. So Rue is supposed to meet the creep at the motel. Mark, the cop, is circling the parking lot looking for this car. I'm like, dude, you're an Uber driver. Remember? Pretend to be an Uber driver. So the creep texts Rue and he changes the plan last minute.
Well, because they're kind of like, where is this guy? And like, now this is where you see the level of sophistication that this predator has. The predator has gotten Rue to the location he initially said, but now he's miles away.
Or if he's anywhere at all.
Exactly.
If he's in Connecticut at all, if he's even in the state.
Yeah.
So the plan was to meet at a motel for sex stuff.
Right.
Oh my God, stop. He just said that he wants to meet up at 7. He said, yeah, we're going to have dinner, then I'll bring you home. And I said, I can always Uber home too. I'm going to Uber there, but I am going to be hungry. He said, I'll take you home. No sex for you, just food. And I wonder if that's to imply that like he's not going to have sex with a minor that's like covering his tracks.
He's covering his tracks.
Right.
So the restaurant is downtown in a very busy area. So it'll make surveillance really tough if this guy is telling the truth.
Yeah. And we see her getting out of the car in front of the restaurant. She's like going in. I guess like she's wearing a wire. Like we see the inside of the restaurant. And then the cop is like sitting in the car. I'm very nervous. I'm just sitting there nervous for everybody.
And so like she goes outside. She thinks she sees him. There are just too many cars and too many people for anyone to get any eyes on him.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's like, I'm not here anymore. Like he's just gone. And this thing is over.
Yes.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
And so Rue is like this was a test.
Right.
Like
because
he was testing
me. Thinks
that
she sees somebody that matches his description watching her walk into the restaurant. So he's in Rue's mind, he's trying to get eyes on her without her getting eyes on him.
And then he texts her and he's like, oh, like silly me, I went to the restaurant's other location. So either this is a test or this guy's an idiot. Honestly, it could go either way.
Right.
But it was a test.
Yes.
Because he wanted to like watch her walk in, even whether he was watching her or not, like he was never going to meet her.
Right. Which is just like, it is so much work on his end to not be meeting her.
Right.
You know?
To like,
it's the ultimate catfish.
Right. Or you could just like not be sick and meet someone your age.
Right.
I mean, but then again, if that's really who he is, I just don't understand. Like,
well,
would you be able to have any kind of healthy relationship if this is what you want?
No, absolutely not. But like, my thing with him is like, I'm still thinking there's a chance they're going to get him. I'm still thinking there's a chance they're going to meet or something. Like, because Rue is not giving up. She's like, all right, it didn't happen tonight, but we're going to get this guy.
But tonight she's exhausted. She wants to go home and see her kids.
Yes.
She's like had it. It's been a long week.
We see her on the phone with her kids at work. And I could recognize the tone in everybody's voice. It's that, oh my God, why aren't you home? I miss you tone.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so sad to me. And like, she's doing this for her kids, but it's taking her away from her kids. It's also a really sad line of work to be in.
Yeah. And I think what happens is like someone will reach out and they have a target and then she'll work for a week and then be home for a long time.
Hope,
that's
what,
because these things are moving fast.
Right.
And so she wants to be home. She doesn't want to be fucking 15. She wants to be their mother. She wants to be Rue, but she has to stay at the house in case Kevin reaches out. This creep. So then she starts like really explaining why she's doing this and why she started Sosa.
And it was so, as a parent, it was just really eye-opening to me. She said she says it visually, which really made me understand it. She said,
I think the reason why it means so much to me is because it can happen so quietly and sneakily. A child can be alone in her room and parents can be downstairs and someone in a house 7 states away could be sexually abusing her via her phone.
Being sexually abused by a man 7 states away.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't even know it.
Yeah. And she says the internet is uncharted territory.
Yes.
Like every kid needs someone in their corner. And like, it's never the victim's fault, obviously. And she says like, it has such long lasting effects that she, like survivors have reached out to Rue to make videos asking Rue to act like, can you just tell me like as a mom that it's not my fault?
Yeah. Because she says this whole thing started online, that initially she made videos to say to survivors of online sexual abuse. It's not your fault.
Right.
Just so you know, victims are never at fault here. And the comments she said were heartbreaking. The comments were things like, I could have used you when I was a teen. Nobody told me this in school. I've dealt with the shame of this since I was 13. I thought because it was online that it wasn't real. And,
right.
and Rue realized the impact that her work was having. And then she says the biggest thing these survivors wanted was for Rue to like cosplay as their parents and look them in the video and the camera and say like, it wasn't your fault.
Like talk to their 13-year-old self and like forgive them for something they didn't do wrong.
I know. And I mean, you know, the internet, for anybody with a kid, is absolutely fucking terrifying.
It's terrifying. Rue is trying to save us all.
Yes. Travel. Girl, this episode is brought to you by IQBar, our exclusive snack sponsor.
IQBar is the better-for-you plant protein-based snacks made with brain-boosting nutrients to refuel, nourish, and satisfy hunger without the sugar crash.
Yeah. So, fam, IQBar's plant protein bars are packed with high-quality ingredients to help keep you physically and mentally fit.
Yeah, and listen, IQBar is totally free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners for a natural anytime snack.
And listen to these flavor options. Mint chocolate chip, that's Steve's favorite, chocolate sea salt, banana nut, toasted coconut chip, lemon blueberry, and peanut butter chip. Are you kidding?
Mike got the sampler. He's like, I don't know which one to choose.
But you can have them all day.
They're all so good.
And listen, with 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are starting their days on the right foot with IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. I had a hydration mix this morning.
I have to tell you, we're in the middle of a heat wave here in New York City. Those hydration mixes have been so helpful.
Because they're so tasty. There's almost no calories. It's like you know you're supposed to drink a bunch of water when you first wake up. Who wants to do that?
Especially like now it's a safety issue. You got to stay hydrated. I'm like, pass me the hydration
mix,
please. It's
my routine every single day.
So good.
And right now, fam, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus get free shipping.
To get your 20% off, text TCO to 64,000.
Text TCO to 64,000.
That's TCO to 64,000.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Yeah, but keep up those hydration mixes.
Yeah, keep them up, you
while you're at it.
Yeah.
So back to Mitch, creep number two, this idiot who's using all of his real information.
And they know exactly who he is.
Keep it up, Mitch.
Yeah.
Not your real name, Mitch.
Right.
Who I found, by the way.
You did?
Yeah. So he keeps messaging Flory, the 15-year-old persona.
Yeah.
And like, they're going to continue this conversation to just get more evidence against this guy. They're like, if he's giving it.
Exactly.
Because he's not asking, like the first guy is very well aware that like she could really be a plant or a decoy or whatever.
Mitch does not seem to know that that's a possibility.
Zero
idea.
Is talking and talking and talking. And they're like, okay.
Right.
And it's getting to the point where they're just asking him to incriminate himself even more.
100%.
Something that a 15-year-old would never ask, which is what Flory asked. She goes, why do you like teens? Not even teenager. Shelby's like, fuck it.
I know.
Type how you want to type. Who cares? We can all use a night off.
Wouldn't it be weird if I was an undercover cop?
Like, what would you do if I was a 38-year-old mother of three named Rue? Like that. And he's like, well, most of the women my age are out of shape and not attractive, says Mitch.
I was like, I would give anything to see a picture of fucking Mitch.
Right. She goes, have you hooked up with teens before? Not a single 15-year-old. They're like, girl, as they're like shoving pizza down their throat, they're like, this guy doesn't even want a video. Let's just do all text. Like, we're good. Easiest night of work ever. So Mitch admits that he had sex with a girl who was 16 and a half years old, but I gave her $50 because she was really poor. I don't want to discount if this is a real story, but I cannot believe a word these guys say
because
he might be saying it to her to make her feel more comfortable with him.
Yes.
I don't know.
But then we get the bombshell. We learn he works at a school.
He goes, all the teenagers I work with are underage. Where do you work? I work at a school.
At a fucking school.
Oh my God.
I know.
And again, I want to be clear. I'm not discounting what he did. I'm sure he's an actual abuser and it's transferred from online into real life. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like, I've learned that they'll lie to you too.
Oh, right. Of course.
And watching this, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But like, let's get the son of a bitch. So now we're back to Kevin, creep number one.
Yeah.
He wants another phone call.
But an audio only call.
And so Rue's like, okay, I'm kind of relieved, but also why? Like, is he onto us? What's going on here?
Uh-huh.
So we hear the phone call. Kevin is drinking Chardonnay, which is—
I mean, don't take it away from me. I know you hate it. I know this proves a certain kind of point to you.
No, it does not. No. But I'm just like, So if this wasn't
so— God damn it. I've never wanted a glass of Chardonnay more in my life.
God.
I can taste it in my mouth right now.
It's 90 degrees outside.
No, but this is the worst thing we've ever had to talk about. It's horrible.
But I'm saying it's still going to be warm.
No,
Chardonnay
is delicious.
keep it in the freezer. So if this edit is hilarious, even though it's disgusting, because yeah. Rue, they're like on this audio only call. And so Rue's like,
oh God,
all I did, I let him do what he likes to do most, which is talk about himself. So here are some of the things we get, because it's just editing like out of context and non sequiturs.
It's really good.
I ran a 7-minute mile in the Denver Marathon. I have a friend who has every iPhone that's ever been produced. I'm like, as John Oliver would say, cool.
Cool.
My friend owns a hotel on the island of Malta, and I can stay there for free whenever I want. This winter, I gained 10 pounds. I love Southern California. I tore 3 ligaments in my left ankle. I was playing volleyball and was distracted by the breasts of a woman who was playing nearby. You don't follow racing, do you? And I'm like, and Rue is literally like yawning.
I know. She's having a miserable time.
But out of all of this drivel,
yeah.
we actually might have gotten some valuable information.
Yeah,
maybe.
Probably not, but maybe.
Maybe.
Years ago, he sponsored a car show. We're hoping this is the lead we've been waiting for.
If they shut the street down, that's probably in some local paper.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for now.
This guy like sponsored a car show because remember he has 19 car dealerships.
Yeah.
And he said they shut down an entire street for it. So yes. They're like, maybe that would be in the paper.
Which I don't know. They think this is the scoop of the century. They're like, we're going to get him. If they had to shut down the city for his car show, then it'll be. I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, if you're shutting a street down, like that would be written somewhere.
What?
Like
in the newspaper?
Maybe not in the newspaper. I'll tell you. So I have like I follow an account that's like Notify NYC.
Uh-huh.
So it'll tell us like I got it with Fiona if there are going to be like fireworks. Like I just want to know if she needs her medicine or whatever. So I have alerts on for it. They will tell you the most you think mundane things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Based on like.
Well, that makes sense.
Street closures or
whatever.
It just
seems like they were like looking for like in like the New York Times report about this guy's car show.
Yeah, I guess they just thought it would be there would be documentation somewhere. And if they can get the time and the date and the location, maybe they could see like, okay, well, who sponsored it and go that way. Like,
to me, the least believable thing in that phone call was the 7-minute mile in Denver.
Give me a break.
Like, Denver's the hardest city in the world to
My
run in.
My friend owns a hotel on the island of Malta. I can stay there for free. This winter, I gained 10 pounds. Like, girl.
Shut up.
Join
it's
the
like,
club.
Kevin, please. But this comes to nothing. They don't find any information about this guy based
right.
on that information.
Because what they're, Kelly, the research lead, is like, it's so frustrating because they have so much information,
yes.
but they can't connect it together. And they're saying,
we have so much information. Why can't we connect it all? But I think that is truly very intentional on his part. He's choosing pieces of information that don't have a connection.
He knows how to not give her what she's at. I mean, at this point, it is possible that he knows that she's, like, working with law enforcement and is just fucking with her.
But I think he's also living out this fantasy where he has friends who own islands.
Uh-huh.
And they have, you know, it's just all bullshit.
Yeah.
He's making it up as he goes along more than they are.
Yeah.
But everyone is exhausted by this. We all hate Kevin. Kevin can actually go fuck himself.
Kevin can actually go fuck
Literally.
Himself.
Literally.
Yeah.
So now back to idiot Mitch, creep number two, who's digging himself deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
He's just saying
message.
To this 15-year-old girl, I just got my first COVID vaccine shot. I need one more shot before you and I can start making out.
First of all, okay, I know I get in trouble for saying this, but okay, boomer. He goes, I just got my first shot of COVID. He needs the vaccine.
I know.
Or he's like a, where were you on January 6th kind of guy.
Oh, no
being
question.
Like, you think you're just like giving us COVID. Like,
right, yeah.
I got the jab or whatever
oh,
they say.
God,
disgusting.
The worst.
So now he's like texting very, very, very sexually explicit things. He's calling her a woman. She's not a woman.
Yeah.
This man works at a school, by the way, when I'm reading this. The only thing I could think of. He works at a school.
Well, they get him, thank God. And
yeah.
he's charged with attempted transfer of obscene materials to a minor, attempted receipt of child pornography, which we don't call it that anymore, but legally that's what it's still called, and attempted enticement of a minor to engage in illegal sexual activity. And I'm like, okay, great. Can we just get this guy off the fucking street?
Right.
Can we just get him in prison?
We're blurring the photo. And I'm like, one, why are we protecting
why?
Mitch? And what is the point of even putting a photo on half the screen if you're just going to blur it?
Exactly.
Production. I'm just
right,
curious
yeah.
about that. But we got not his real name, Mitch. He's 64 years old. He was a food worker at the school. So like serving kids food, I guess. I found him.
You did?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Should I say his name?
I mean, he's a convicted sex criminal.
His name is Michael Nastu. He only got 18 months.
Oh my God. We are told that the accumulation of all of these charges could end him up in life in prison.
Yep. He got 18 months of imprisonment followed by 3 years of supervised release for a child exploitation offense. And he reported to prison March 13th, 2023.
No way. So he's out.
Even if I'm wrong, this guy's a piece of shit, this Michael Nastu
yeah.
guy. So whatever, but...
Ugh.
So back with Creepy Kevin, the first guy, he's telling Flory about this like 43-year-old Dominican sex pot he has in his bed who's dying for him to get back and pleasure her or whatever. Like, are you kidding?
Please.
Like, this isn't true. But they're like, we have to follow every lead. So if we can find her, maybe we can find him. I'm like, she doesn't exist.
No.
There's no way she exists.
And then we go in this, like, he's telling Rue that he's going out to dinner in Greenwich, Connecticut that night, which is like not far from where they are. And they're trying to get him to tell her what restaurant he's going to so that they can go and find him. Because once again, they know the make and model of his car.
It's a BMW, so he says.
Yeah. So, like, that night he's taking the Beamer, he tells her.
Right. So, like, he says he's driving the BMW. He says he's at this restaurant. The restaurant is closing in 15 minutes. So, like, the cops, like,
they're in the parking lot. Like, Rue and the cop are in the parking lot.
Okay, we've got two people coming out. Oh, holy sh. It's a gray-haired man. Oh, but he looks so thin. And a dark-haired woman. And they're going to another car.
I gotta tell you, I was surprised. Like, it turns out this guy is not here. He's been, like, this was the moment I realized that Rue's been totally catfished by
this guy. And it's like, there's no BMW, there's no sex pot in the bed, there's no fancy restaurant. Like, either he's doing this to try to lure Flory and, like, impress her that he's rich, or he's really trying, he knows Rue is not a 15-year-old and he's trying to, like, trick her and bait her.
Or, or he's just, like, it's somewhere in between where he's just some very sick man living a fantasy life where he's at a computer somewhere being, like, pretend, like, in his mind is at this fancy restaurant in Greenwich and, like, this, you know what I mean? Like, and talking to this 15-year-old girl, like, that also wouldn't surprise me.
That's what I think. That was my first option.
Yeah.
Like, but he's just a creep and a loser, and that's all he'll ever be. Like, he's never going to the fancy restaurant in his Beamer.
But that also doesn't mean that he's not a total danger. If he could have lured her, like, an act, like, maybe Rue is his first attempt at this, and the next time he actually will meet the kid at the hotel.
Sending a 15-year-old a dick pic is traumatized is enough.
100%.
It's also, the cop consultant guy, Mark, shows how easy it is to get information on people.
Oh,
he
really?
He drives up to the valet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boss, I'm supposed to pick this guy up tonight. I don't know if you saw him in here or have you ever seen him before?
No.
No? Okay. All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Okay.
Have you seen him? Do you know where he is? Yeah. Does he look familiar to you? And the valet's like, no. And I'm like, oh, so it's that simple.
It's that simple.
Just walk up with a little air of authority.
Yeah.
This is why you don't say if someone calls and says, is Jillian working tonight?
Right, of course.
Is so-and-so working? Like, no.
Right.
Never answer that over the phone or in person.
Right.
Like, just say, I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm glad that no one's got this piece of shit's back, but it's just like all that work was for nothing. And it kind of ends with Rue driving off in the back of this car being like, we'll get him next week.
We don't. So Mitch, we got.
Yeah.
Kevin, we don't.
We don't.
So in my research, he's still unknown because I learned today in my research that there are like, they get a lot of these guys.
And, oh,
like,
really?
Then the internet like finds them.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, Mitch is known. Mitch is really this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't find, like, I found links that led me to him because these people are collecting them. Also as warnings to other people in the community,
right,
like whatever.
Yeah.
So everyone wants to know who Kevin is.
Oh.
Like Kevin is like the air quotes Kevin.
Where,
like,
did this air? On Discovery Plus, I guess?
This is on Discovery Plus. And then they had to move to YouTube, I think. So they're only like two seasons and then by the third season. But we'll ask Rue.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can talk to her. But I might have found Kevin. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh my God, really?
The guy I found doesn't live in Connecticut. I don't know if the ages match up, but he has 19 or like 20 car dealerships.
No way.
Went to the Citadel and was part of a really large tree planting initiative.
How did you find him?
A link led to a link that led to a link.
Wow.
Now, I'm not going to say this guy's name because it very well could not be him. So that would actually be doxing and we don't do that.
Yeah.
But I did find, like, there's one guy that, like, the Citadel connection, the multiple, like, upwards of 20 car dealerships and the tree planting thing.
Wow.
But he doesn't live in Connecticut.
And no one else is pointing to this guy.
No, there are people, like, this link has come up, like, one or two times in my research.
Yeah.
But, like, there were no traction on the links or anything. That I found, like, no traction in the comments necessarily, but I don't think it's him. But, like, it's weird to have those three things in common.
Yeah, I mean,
those are three weird things in and of themselves.
In general,
or, like, unusual. Yeah, unusual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I cannot think of words. But then those three unusual things, like the tree planting.
Yeah, and the 19 dealerships and the Citadel. Yeah.
Interesting. So, but I'm not saying anything anyone's name because we don't dox people here.
my God, girl. We did, what's it called?
It's called Undercover Underage. This is season one, episode one. It was really, really tough.
It was hard.
Tom recommended, I think it's very, very important to
it
be
is, for
showing
sure.
like how dangerous it is, how easy it is for kids to get wrapped up in this, and just the good work that these mostly women are doing, especially yeah. Rue, like how hard it must be for her
for sure.
to like do good work in the world. Like, Rue, I hope you're having a nice evening at home tonight.
Oh, me too.
That's what I really hope.
Rue, have a glass of Chardonnay, girl.
Oh, God. I guess take it back. Take that power back.
Bam. Don't forget, we are on Discord. You can go to the link in the show notes here if you want to join that community.
Yep.
Find us on YouTube. Go subscribe even if you're not going to watch the videos, but yeah. watch the videos. They're so fun. They're very engaging. I sometimes just will skip through them, but then I get stuck watching them because we're compelling.
That's nice.
I know. I really like
that. And over the next few weeks, it might start looking a little different in
yes,
there.
Yes, we are continuing our journey with our booth. It's been 10 years and it's time for a
facelift. It's a little time for a little bit of a makeover, but we just got to... It's a lot of growing pains for everyone involved, I think. It's hard.
It is hard, but we're figuring
out what the
it
hell
out.
We're doing.
We're going with the times.
We love it.
And we love you, fam.
We love you. Stay safe out there, everyone.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Have that pizza.
Ugh, and the Chardonnay.
Whatever.